brother. Brothers. Brother.
Oh, yeah.
It's me, Austin.
Oh, son of a...
Doesn't matter what you think.
I lie.
Oh, you didn't know?
And I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
See, I just didn't stand.
You just made the list.
Damn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into WVGL Weagle 91.1 FM. This is your one-stop shop for everything wrestling on Weagle. I am your host, Logan Hurston, and we are coming back from a little spring break action. But I am joined, of course, by my co-host, the gimmick killer, Cooper Prater.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will allow it to pass over me and through me. I will turn, and when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. And when fear is gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. That's the litany against fear.
Based, and of course, the giant Jack Dudley.
I'm still speechless after hearing Cooper recite that whole thing from memory. And I just ran.
I don't know. Was that from
memory? It was not from memory.
I saw you look down at your phone. I'm about to say
it would have been very
cool. A little peek behind the curtain there.
Clearly, I put too much trust in
you. You do have like a monitor blocking your whole view.
Yeah, I can't see it all.
Noah will not be on the podcast this week or next week. Oh. He's doing sports things. Didn't find out till today, but, you know, he can't help that.
Hey, man, you know, people, these marks don't know that, like, you know, when you work a work into a shoot, you know, you work yourself into a shoot, brother marks. That's
something
like
that.
Yeah, you know, in spirit of WrestleMania, we're all going part-time in the next couple of weeks. Noah taking off the next 2 weeks. I'm going to take off the week before Mania. Well, not the very week before Mania. You know what I mean.
Further proof that I am the workhorse of this I'm going to be here every single show.
To be fair, you have missed shows, too.
Yeah, in the past.
And Jack's missed, like, 50 of them.
That's true.
Because he didn't come on until, like, recently. But with that being said, we have an interesting little conundrum here because I did lose at Revolution. Jack did, too. Jack was...
Yeah.
You were bad, bro. I'm be honest. You were the worst out of the
four. I'm going to start watching the show just so that doesn't happen.
So that happened again. To be fair, though, Cooper did watch AEW a lot, and he sucked it up in AEW.
Watching the show does not necessarily
help. Because it was very funny when me and him tied, and then we went to AEW, and I absolutely destroyed him the first go around. And AEW, so it's hard to be like on the money a lot of the times.
Because there's like 12 matches on every card.
That is true. Yeah. That's why they're the big ones. Because, you know, you can never be, we tie every time. You won't tie if you do AEW, except. This one instance, Cooper and Noah have tied. But again, Noah's not going to be here for the next 2 weeks. So we have co-interim champions.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You remember Lay Cool? This is like that, but better.
It's like that, but better. So either on the 25th, if you want, you can make a quiz for them to go with. I'm not going to be there. Or if you don't want to make the quiz, then on WrestleMania week, we will have a champ, and then we'll immediately have to defend it.
I'll make that quiz.
He's taking up the challenge.
Cooper likes this because it's more in his favor.
It is tremendously in my favor.
He's going to make all New Japan a complete.
I mean,
all House of Torture based.
Let's see. Since we're on New Japan.
Oh no! Wait, that's my favorite Noah. I can't do that. No House of Torture question.
No House of Torture.
Is it time for the cup date, Logan?
I like that. We're sticking with that. Yes, it is time for the cup date. The biggest story, of course, Jack Perry, the scapegoat with the goat mask, joining the House of Torture.
Party City goat mask.
The Party City goat mask. He just found it in a little shop in Japan. He's like, this is pretty cool. How are we feeling? House of Torture Jack Perry.
Well, let me set the stage for you right before we get into this. So I went to Disney for spring break. I woke up at around five, just naturally, because it got so sunny in the room and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I was like, might as well start watching the Cup live, catch the last important matches. I went up to like the main hall of the resort that I was staying in. And I was like the only one in there, and you could catch me laughing just cackling, and the workers were staring at me, but I could not help myself. As soon as I saw Kanemaru walk out there, I lost my mind, and I was just sitting in there, and I was embarrassed, but I couldn't keep myself from.
He couldn't look away.
I couldn't look away. It was so bad that. It was really good. It was really great.
What's funny is I wouldn't even hate this if we wouldn't have seen exactly what happened to Naruto when he joined as a torture.
Become the most over wrestler.
What are you talking about, bro? No, because it was very funny because I think it's Kieran on Twitter who's like the New Japan guy, who's the British guy.
Yes.
And he was like, Jack Perry joins House of Torture, da, da, da. And he's like, to be fair, House of Torture is like the fourth highest rated faction in all of Japan. He said, but also I said good things about Narita when he joined. He said, screw all since then. So, you know, screw me, I guess, or something like that.
The House is out there recruiting like no other faction.
True, they are recruiting.
Since November, they've added
all the young guys.
They basically are just the Bullet Club these days.
They're better.
They don't have Chase Owens, at least.
Oh yep, and they have Mr. To Go, you know, like, come on.
Absolutely.
That's what you only refer to him as that on the podcast, you two. yeah, also, speaking of Chase Owens, he beat Tomohiro Ishii.
That did happen.
Also, your bracket's already busted.
Yeah, Umaga, and I knew it when I picked it. I was like,
justice is real.
I was like, there's such a chance that Umaga doesn't make it out, even out of the first round, and that's exactly what happened. It was over for me.
I'm a Yuya guy, but like, it's the year of the Dragon, boys.
That's true. I mean, I'd be
I'll say that until Shingo gets just like washed in the second round.
It's been the year of a dragon a few years, I think. So, I don't know.
I think it's literally.
It's literally the year of the dragon. All I'm saying is if we don't get Shingo and Danielson in this year,
I'd love
missed opportunity. So it's just, it's like Danielson apparently has all the pull and can just bring in whoever he wants to come fight him on Collision at any point.
If he stays healthy, there's your Forbidden Door match.
True. Yeah. But let's stick in Japan for a little bit. Stardom.
Yeah. They're into their big first tournament of the year now, too, the Cinderella tournament, which is similarly to the New Japan Cup, a bracket-style one, single elimination. And I forget who is leading that right now, like who's like the fan favorite to take it, but the gimmick is they pack it in with like a lot of people who haven't really broken into like the main event scene. And so winning it is kind of like the official sign that like, okay, you have stepped up now.
Which, especially since they may have a lot of talent leaving soon, the contract situation,
they gotta figure out who's
Julia's gone,
who's in and who's not, very much.
Stephanie Vaquer beating Julia for that strong women's title, becoming a triple champion, not a triple crown champion, but a triple champion.
Because two of her belts are from the same promotion.
Yes.
Is it Sarray?
Sarri.
Okay, it is Sarri.
Yeah.
Brother?
That popped me huge. I have been a big, big fan of the stuff that Sarri has been doing ever since leaving NXT. She's been putting on these self-produced shows in Japan. Her series from last year with Chihiro Hashimoto, just stellar. The last one in particular, just stellar. Like, if you are just into very old school, like, All Japan women's style, like, brutal Joshi, you owe it to yourself to watch it.
So, speaking of foreign countries other than America, Jack, you watch CMLL. Me and Cooper are not as well versed. Has anything happened in the last couple weeks that we have not covered?
Not that I can think of.
And we're journeying away from Mexico. I do want to shout out, they just announced in a match for the GCW Collective on Thursday. I think it's Defy. It's CCK of Lycos and Brooks teaming again.
Oh,
versus,
nice.
Forget what it's called. It's like Midnight or Moonlight something Express, I think, which is a team of Speedball, Mike Bailey, and Mal from DDT.
Cool. Nice, I like Mal.
So, very hyped for that match.
That is exciting.
Personal little thing for me.
Yeah.
Was very weird, though. My brain kind of did not work seeing Kid Lycos without the mask on the graphic with Chris Brooks. I was like, who's that guy? I've seen him, but it's isn't CCK to me.
He's fully unmasked now.
He's fully unmasked, shirtless, too. So he's like, he's all of a sudden shredded. It's weird, you know?
Oh, he doesn't have the little bodysuit?
No, he is, like, built now, and he does not have the bodysuit at all.
Crazy.
He still has, like, the pants. Like, they're similar, but, like,
I just remember him as, like, the little scrawny string bean from 2017.
Ironically, he does have Kid Lycos, too, which is looks exactly like the pre-Lycos form.
Right.
But I think we shouted him out for winning the Progress title last episode, right?
Oh, that seems familiar now.
That definitely did happen.
That did happen.
With the merger, too, of, I say merger, partnership.
With Defy.
I thought it was.
And they, no, they're like the same company
now.
Yeah,
I thought it was a merger.
Okay.
Yeah, their merger and I just think they're going to have each of their individual brand in their country. Mm-hmm. They also work with Noah, so they're doing stuff with Noah. I think they're having Marafuji's performing at some point in Progress.
Oh, okay, right on.
And they have some guys in Noah from like some young boys from Noah mm-hmm. over at Progress right now. Huh. I guess I'm trying to do their excursion. Anything else not U.S. related that we can think of?
Not a new thing, but just bringing it back to the strong women's belt, because I don't think we touched on it.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, Julia did not look very pleased.
I bet not.
To lose that belt. Now, granted, I think there was I don't think that there was like genuine like heat between her and Vaquer during the belt handoff. But Julia did seem to kind of try to do like the heel sort of thing of like, oh, I'm not going to give the babyface the belt here. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, just something about like that little like miscommunication seemed very awkward, and weird. I would not be surprised if there was maybe more to it.
It is very interesting because I thought they were just going to strip her of the belt for a while there, because I was like,
it looked like it for a moment.
She's leaving in March. There's no more defenses left, and all of a sudden they're like, Vaquer.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I mean, like, I think Stephanie Vaquer is awesome.
Oh, she's great.
And I'm glad she's got the strong women's title, especially because she's going to be at 1DC Riot, so we're going to get a great match there.
Oh, that's right, she is.
And a bunch of other Stardom talent, I think, is also going to be there. It's Azumi. And somebody else is going to be there.
Oh, Mina Shirakawa.
Yeah.
That's right.
Welcome home, cheater.
The posters. Mariah May said.
Yeah. I hope she shows up. That'd be awesome. Yeah. I think we're going to go to a quick PSA break, and we'll be back to talk about AEW after these brief messages.
All right.
Welcome back to WBGL, where we're talking all things wrestling, including Top Dollar versus Travis Scott.
Yeah.
WrestleMania, they're bringing them back, both of them.
Night two main event.
A main event in any arena.
Homage to Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
Say that one more time.
I said an homage to Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
I turned on the wrong mic. There's usually four people here, so I just turn on every one, but technical difficulty. None of that first, when you first spoke, picked up anything. But over the spring break and the weekend after AEW Revolution.
Yes.
We went to Dynamite before Revolution.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And the Dynamite after Revolution.
Which we probably should have gone to.
And the Collision we probably should have gone to.
Yeah.
Setting a lot of wheels in motion. AEW Revolution, obviously, was awesome. Some people were saying one of the best AEW pay-per-views ever.
It's probably in my top five.
From what I've seen, it's up there. I haven't been able to watch all of it, obviously, because I was preoccupied. I was in New York during the day of the pay-per-view. I did catch Sting's final match, though.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Sting getting the greatest send-off ever. Is that a match of the year?
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
And one that I know is a match of the year. Kenosuke Takeshita versus Will Ospreay.
You are correct.
And one I also think, one more on there, is Kingston Danielson also on there.
Yes, it is. And you are missing one other.
I'm missing one other?
Yeah.
Is it the FTR BCC tag?
Ding, ding, ding.
Boom. Yahtzee. I wasn't sure if you would put that on there because I've heard mixed things about that match. Like, it's good, but like not like, you know, for other people that also have like match of the year list, they were like in or off, you know, 50-50.
Incorrect. It's on there.
What I actually want to know, though, before we get to Revolution, is there was a match that was rated 5 stars from Dynamite the other week that had someone that you have a little bit of a feud with. Kyle Fletcher versus Will Ospreay. Is that on your match of the year?
Oh, I didn't watch this one. I actually did watch the big matches from Revolution. I did not watch this
one. I'm still deliberating it.
Why? Because you're not sure? Because Kyle Fletcher's in the match.
Why don't you like Big Fletch?
Personal reasons.
we will explain that off the air.
Okay.
If you know Cooper, you know why.
No. Oh, my gosh.
No, it was a very good match.
I'm so
all
mad.
All jokes aside.
So mad we didn't see that live.
I know, man.
That's like the Logan Hurston pipe dream match.
Right.
Like a member of Aussie Open versus Will Ospreay. Give me all the money. All the money in the world.
But no, it was a fantastic match, and I recommend people go out to see it. I particularly like that ending a little bit with Fletcher just like giving in to the Hidden Blade, knowing that like yeah. there's no way out. And they obviously have such incredible history and chemistry with each other. I think it just suffers from coming right off the bat of the Takeshita match.
I agree.
And something about having, because I'll say this, if it was on a pay-per-view, I might bump it up. But because of the nature and the constraints of television, I think this felt oddly disjointed in the context of like the rest of the show. So that's my only reservations about it. I don't know though. I'm still ruminating on it, and it'll probably end up there at some point. Yeah.
The ironic part about it is Ospreay does not know how to wrestle for TV wrestling because he had a tiger bomb during the ad break. But
which is perfect. By yeah, anybody complaining about that is insane.
Back to Revolution, Sting's final match. I mean,
it was real glass. I don't know what else you can say.
It was real glass.
Cry me up, River.
I showed my dad that, and he said, "Why?" That's what his reaction was. Like, this is awesome.
Did you see it? Like, that's
no,
why.
I watched it live, and I was like, this might be it.
Yeah. That was insanity. I loved that.
I've never seen someone get so bloody so quick.
Oh, my God.
Just the little droplets turning into streams down
don't,
his back.
Don't remind me.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
Brutal. Yeah. Darby, I don't think anything. If Everest doesn't, knock on wood, we're hoping for safe travels for Darby.
That
he
is,
goes on
that
his
is,
Everest. Exposition.
That's so tough, insane.
Yeah.
Especially because the promo he gave afterwards, which, like, the thing is, like, people die on Mount Everest every single year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a very real possibility.
Yes.
That he might not.
But I'll say this. If Everest can't kill that man, I don't think anything can.
Darby.
He is indestructible.
Teflon.
Yeah.
Right.
But awesome. Sting double powering the Bucks. That super kick spot where I think that might have been the greatest no sell I think I've ever seen him
it
do.
Was so fantastic.
The way his eyes rolled from the back of his head back up at him.
Perfect.
I hate you too.
That's awesome.
No, yeah, the we're not sorry. We hate you. That was so good.
They
and
brought
such a
back
nice little comeback for Flair too.
The Cody Vader too.
Oh,
I know. And I'm pretty sure they changed the set for Dynamite just so that they could do the Cody Vader every week.
I love the new Elite. I love everything that the Young Bucks are doing. I love this new direction that we'll talk about in a second. It is very funny. It is very entertaining.
Yeah, we didn't even mention, the elephant in the room. Osprey, go ahead.
Also, Stinger going through the glass? That popped me big.
Okay,
that
to be fair.
His was gimmicked. His was gimmicked, but still.
Yeah.
And went way further out into the crowd than the Darby one did. but yeah, no, it was just a wild, like, it's crazy to me to see something that, like, I feel like I would see, like, a GCW be the big send-off for a legit legend of the industry.
Yeah.
And to see him be so into it and so, this entire last run of his has just been so giving, and to have this one night devoted entirely to giving back to him was just like that's the catharsis that you look for in wrestling
absolutely.
That you don't get all that often. Mm-hmm.
And I love too, as all we predicted or you predicted, Sting wants them to go over, but they're gonna overrule him, which is exactly what happened. He said, "Let's give the rub to the Bucks," and both Tony and the Bucks are like, "Nah, dog,
right.
You're going over one way or another."
It is awesome.
It is awesome. I do love the baby Stingers, Stang and Stung, getting in on the action.
Oh, we didn't even mention the entrance. It was so good.
The entrance was awesome.
Yeah.
The whole video they played beforehand, Wolfpack Stinger getting all the hops, bro.
I almost cried at that video, by the way. That was that was so
it was hard, man.
The whole thing was perfect from start to finish.
Speaking of Sting, when we went to Dynamite in Huntsville, we saw for the final time Sting come from the rafters.
Oh, my gosh.
In person.
How cool would that be? I'm very jealous.
You don't even know. It was crazy. I was several Dr. Peppers in, and
this is the most Dr. Peppers I've seen Cooper at a wrestling show.
It was insane. So you noticed him up there before I did.
I didn't
see him at all.
I didn't see him. I just said, there's rafters, and that looks walkable.
right. Because
I was like, apparently Justin Lee did see him. I couldn't tell if he was up there, but I'm like, that's a walking rafter. And I was like, I don't see him, so I'm assuming that, you know.
But yeah, so you had mentioned that, and I was like, oh, no, no. He's like, no, that's just the roof.
That's just the roof. Yeah. Come on, man.
And then sure enough, I see it, and I was able to come to my senses enough to take a video, however short it was, and I will keep that on my phone forever. That is never.
It was the craziest thing. It was 3,000 people in that arena, all of them looking up and like watching the hero come down.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was a little, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
It was more like,
oh, this is 1997.
Yeah.
This
right.
Is crazy.
Which is also, he said the same arena that he did it, and he threw DDP the bat.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
That's a great
That's
moment.
So good.
Yep. He had mentioned that after the show. Oh, so good. What else happened at Dynamite? Sky Blue beat Chris Statlander and Cooper.
We saw the greatest women's match of 2024.
Cooper thought she was going to lose the whole time, and he stood up when Sky Blue won and put his hand on my head and goes, look what happened. Look. What else happened on that show? I don't even remember the matches.
We saw a match of the year contender live. That opening trios.
Oh, the opening trios.
With
yeah.
Eddie, FTR versus the Combat Club, where we saw the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, live.
Yep.
So that was there.
And we got to hear that booty shaking Danielson music afterwards.
Please stop saying that.
That's what it is, bro.
let's see.
Great Nass.
There's some.
We saw Hangman.
Osprey. Osprey's first promo there.
Pipe down, bruv. Pipe down, bruv.
Yeah. The official Hangman turn. You're right. Yep. And there was, I think there was another.
We saw a Wardlow promo.
A pretty good Wardlow promo, yeah. We were there for the Collision stuff,
yeah,
too.
And then there was some.
We saw Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Corazon de Leon.
The return of Corazon de Leon.
We almost got away from Judas. We were that close. We heard the other theme. And we were like, okay. And then he came out during Collision 2 Judas, and I was like, oh.
we just can't escape it.
We can't escape.
We were not singing along.
We did not.
We took a strong stance.
I respect that.
Yeah. But no, Atlantis was crazy. Just seeing that old man come out with his boy. He just looked so proud. It was great.
We also saw, I think it was Brian Keith versus Dante versus Penta on Collision.
Was that Brian?
Dante
was Brian Keith in that?
Yeah, Bounty Hunter Brian Keith.
Oh yeah.
You're thinking
right.
Of Brian Cage.
Yes, I'm thinking of
who better?
Truly nobody.
We saw who better. Brian Cage in the 8-man tag they had.
That's right. Yeah.
What was it like? Roddy, Brian, Christian, and Luchasaurus versus Swerve. Garcia.
This was so many Dr. Peppers ago.
Hook and there was somebody else in that tag. Who? Oh, Trent Beretta.
Oh yeah, best friends. I think was Orange there too?
Yeah, Orange.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
double duty.
That's
we saw
right.
Orange versus. Call me Nick Wayne.
I'm Nick Wayne.
Call me Nick. Have you heard Nick Wayne's theme?
I don't know what you're talking about at
Nick
all.
Nick Wayne.
I've known this forever, by
I
the way.
I did not know this until Cooper told me about 4 or 5 Dr. Peppers deep when
my
this
goodness.
Happened. Okay. Nick Wayne's scene 1 is done by JPEG Mafia. So you're thinking, that's awesome, right?
Okay,
but
yeah,
this
is awesome.
His whole theme is just, Call me Nick Wayne. Call me Nick Wayne. Yeah, I'm Nick Wayne.
Oh my
and he goes,
God.
I'm a go insane
oh,
in
yeah.
the membrane. Yeah. Call me Nick Wayne. I'm Nick Wayne. And then it goes on. It's like a 30-second loop that went on for 5 minutes. So for the rest of the night, anytime, if I just wanted Cooper to break, we would be like talking about the match, and I just go, I'm Nick Wayne. I'm finna go insane.
I'd be in tears immediately.
I will never. I forgot about that until this moment. I was like, who did Orange face? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We saw Mama Wayne.
That's
true. Mama Wayne.
Yeah.
Mother, is it Mother Wayne, I think, or something like that?
She didn't have the mother t-shirt on.
No, she did
at
not.
This one.
I'm a mother.
We had contemplated getting Christian Cage's My Father shirts, but I think they were sold out by the time.
Yeah, I don't think they were there. I wanted, yeah. I wanted, what did Nick Wayne's shirt say?
Christian Cage is my father.
Yeah, Christian Cage is my father. That's what it was. It was that. I wasn't sure if it was that or Christian had one that says, I'm a father.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was insanely cold, by the way.
Yes.
And so we had kind of, we were walking into the arena fairly like close to the hour and just shivering because we had quite a long walk from where we had parked. Yeah. And I had mentioned offhandedly, if they have like Sting jackets here, like I'm getting them, not for the look of it or anything, but just because I need something.
I do want to get a Sting bomber jacket though. That looks so cool. I almost bought it. Like, AEW scarf, that's all they had. But Cooper was like, come on.
Yeah.
We can do it. Let's go ahead. Okada? Guys?
Yeah, Okada is there.
Hangman indefinitely suspended.
Yes.
Kenny fired for not making dates.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega turned into
bit.
A streamer.
It's such
the
a
cleaner's
bit,
corner,
man.
Brother.
Yeah.
I've been watching those streams. It's fun. I like,
yep.
I like
he showed his cat on stream.
That is cool. He did say that Ilya is his favorite wrestler right now.
That's funny.
Today.
Also that he was going to have a match with Kenno before he got injured.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
And Noah?
And Noah?
He didn't say where, but he did say that... it would have been like close to about now.
Oh man,
that match would have happened.
Hopefully, it will happen still.
Yeah,
I'm a little worried that may not. But
Forbidden Door 3.
Let's just say I love Eddie Kingston. You know he's my boy. I have never seen a man whose belts are gone quicker.
the Continental Crown is not long for this world.
Oh, yeah,
and Pac suplexing Okada on Collision.
We didn't even talk about Pac. Oh my God,
Pac is back.
Pac is back.
The video package. At Revolution was excellent.
Yes.
That's
great.
He is such a good promo. Just all these little like ways that he delivers lines. He's like, I'm a sniveling little cockroach.
Yeah, he's great.
And then seeing him face to face with Okada.
Yeah, it was
Atlanta losing their minds just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. I've been on the Pac train forever for as long as I can remember, and it's awesome to see him get big moments like these. Like, obviously, he's got his unique situation where he's not always there on the show, but it always feels like a big deal when he decides to pop up, and facing Okada is one of the bigger deals.
Oh, no, for sure.
I kind of like that he's not there all the time.
Yeah, it makes him feel...
And we get, we're going to get, what is it, Pac, Penta, and Eddie versus the new Elite on...
Big
which
business.
Wednesday? That's crazy.
Is that this Wednesday? Okay. Yep. Okay.
Well, big business.
Big business.
Oh, the big one. Yeah. Yeah. Mercedes is coming to town.
Mercedes is coming to town. That is true.
Well, we don't know
that.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's going to be in Boston.
Boston.
But with that being said, we're going to have to go to another quick PSA break, but we'll be back after these brief messages. Welcome back to WABG on Wego 91.1 FM. We are here to talk a little bit more AEW before we'll move on to something. I'm sure we have a lot to talk about.
It's a big world out there when you miss 2 weeks of
it's
programming.
True. That is true. I mean, if we would have just done the week before, it would have been a big...
I know.
But we're getting Ospreay versus Danielson already. Boys.
Take my money. I don't know.
What do you want me to say?
I'm in. Like,
absolutely. Oh, wow. I can't tell you how excited I am to see this.
Dream match.
Yeah, Ospreay... No, caught it together. You could predict it naturally with how big a fan I've been of New Japan the past years, but they've like single-handedly reignited my interest in the following AEW again, and kicking it off with this is I'm pumped. I'm so pumped.
I find it very interesting. This to me parallels very much when Danielson first signed to the company.
Yeah.
Sure.
Off the bat, immediately after that All Out appearance, you get Kenny. Hangman, all these dream matches that people had been fantasizing about before he signed. And it seems to me that they're taking very much the same strategy with Will. And so I think that bodes very, very well for his position in the company.
Oh, for sure.
if you play your cards right, I think he could very well end up being, like, it's been a while since AEW's had a real, like, true top face on the program. I think the last time really was maybe Hangman.
It was definitely Hanger.
That's a good point, yeah.
Punk beat him. Punk wasn't really a face. Then Punk got beat by Mox, who wasn't really a face. He got beat by MJF, who wasn't a face when he won.
I think Will, with how the crowds are responding to him so well so far, and you know, from the promos to the matches, he's just, you know, tailor made to be uber likable, even to people who might not be familiar with him. And so I would not be surprised if All In at Wembley, if you see him in a very big spot on that card.
I may say a title match, a world title match per se.
Mayhaps.
I'll say this: I'm very glad this is happening because, again, Danielson's supposedly done by Wembley, and people are like, "Why don't you say this for Wembley?" It's like, I don't. As much as I want, that'd be cool. I think having Ospreay in the world title match at Wembley is the plan. Are you going to wait a whole another year for that, for a crowning achievement, or are you going to crown somewhere else where it's not going to be as big of a deal? I mean, it still be a big deal, but, you know. Also, they're already setting it up, Danielson versus Nigel, and I will cry like a little baby if I get to see Nigel McGuinness wrestle one last time, especially against Danielson.
He has gear.
He's ready. You want to know how big the Ospreay effect was today? I'm wearing my Scott Hall shirt, same shirt that Mr. Dudley first became friends. He said, cool shirt. And my teacher goes, and he laughs at my shirt when I came in. And he's like, you watch wrestling? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, talk about the wrestling podcast. And I said, did you watch WCW? He's like, yeah, a little bit. He's like, I watched that. And, you know, I said, well, I guess he's Sting come from the rafters the last time. He's like, oh, that's cool. I said, I went to the one in Huntsville. He's like, AEW? He's like, yeah. And he goes, so how do you feel about Will Ospreay? Is the first thing he asked me about.
That's
he's
wild.
Like, I like him. And I was like, if the teachers are repping Ospreay, bro.
Bring
like,
it to casual.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. That's the first thing he asked me was, how do you feel about Will Ospreay? I was like, there's no way. There's no way. This guy knows ball. I was like, come on now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Ospreay agenda starts now.
Oh, yeah. Ospreay just feels like he clicks right in as soon as he got there.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great to see.
I also love, because honestly, the Ospreay Danielson match, it's the greatest wrestler of all time, in my opinion, versus the best wrestler alive now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I mean, like, I don't, and honestly, Danielson, if Ospreay wasn't there, might be the best wrestler alive now.
On any given day, it'll swap between the two of them. But yeah, you want to go through Collision real quick?
Yeah.
All right. So I watched the show. We started off with a genuine match of the year candidate. Bryan Danielson took on Shane Taylor. Shane Taylor's been on Collision a little bit.
Yep, a little bit.
He's a big ROH guy, former ROH TV champ, former six-man champ. And in his brief AEW appearances, has not ever really come out on the winning end of things, but always looks legit.
Great, yeah.
You know, he's incredibly talented in the ring. I've been a fan of him since his tag team with Keith Lee back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked like a monster here. Danielson just absolutely bumped like crazy for him, and managed to find some real genuine like history and heat between his stuff with Moriarty, who is with him now, so created really something out of nothing, pretty much. So that was great, and I highly recommend that you watch that. If you're going to watch anything from the show, watch that.
I definitely am interested. I've seen everyone talk about it.
Yeah. So we had that. We had also pretty fun. I don't know. I say fun, kind of heatless sort of thing, because they didn't really do much of any marketing for it. We had two luchadors on the show. We had not only the return again of Corazon de Leon going up against Titan, current LIJ member in New Japan and semifinalist, or no, finalist.
Finalist for
the best of the Super Juniors last year.
One of the
year.
Best matches last year.
An incredible talent. Atlanta didn't really know what to do with him or how to react to
him. Who did Teton lose to in the finals?
Wado.
Master.
Yeah.
Now I knew it was Wado. Oh, I just wanted to get I wanted to get it in.
Oh my bad.
He's on the journey to Grandmaster.
the way of the Grandmaster.
The way of neon blue hair. So no, I mean it was in terms of just what they were doing in the ring, it was good, but kind of dead crowd. But also the most important Mexican luchador since El Santo, probably, Mystico, just showed up to have kind of a nothing match with Angelico, who, for whatever reason, now they are pronouncing Angelico, which it messes me up all of a sudden. I heard it, and I was like, I know for a fact that's not right.
That can't be right.
You would think all the mispronunciations would go away when Kevin Kelly left, but we haven't even
gotten
to that.
We didn't even get to that. There's too much news. So yeah, it was you know, not much to write home about, but pretty fun. Mariah May came out and had a pretty good little, not super competitive, but you know, fine enough match. Fully decked out in the old Tony Storm gimmick.
That was funny. I saw that on Twitter.
That she came out at for Revolution, and then we had the Tony with an I awards, in which Mariah May was presented with the award for best performance in a professional wrestling context. So that was great. And then we had the main event, which was just an absolute plunder. I had so much fun. It was garbage between the House of Black and Mark Briscoe and Team TNA.
What a crazy
Jay
team.
Lethal. Satnam Singh and Jeff Double J, baby. Yeah. So, yeah, this was. I ask you, what is the purpose of wrestling? Is it to have good matches? No. Is it to have stupid matches? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, this was everything I want from Jeff Jarrett. I mean, luckily, though, House of Black ended up getting the win here, so you know, they're not entirely dead in the water.
Yeah, they're gonna have that match with, I think, what do they have next week with Briscoe? It's something like, is it an Inferno?
Oh,
really?
It's
something like that.
That's fun.
How I forget. Oh, also, there's an I Quit match between Copeland and Cage.
Yep.
Set for I think Dynasty.
Yeah. And no, not in Dynasty. It's the Dynamite in Ontario.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's in Canada.
And then also, Adam Priest was on the show in a squash match, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Alabama Man.
Alabama Man.
Priest.
Yep.
Yeah.
What am I forgetting? You were saying something about, oh, we saw Mark Briscoe almost light Buddy Matthews alive.
That's true. At our collision taping,
we did see
he got control of the pyro and very nearly had an accident.
I also want to mention from the pre-show, the group Jeff Jarrett Strut. As much as I don't like Jeff Jarrett, that's the greatest thing known to man.
Oh, the
clip of them all on the outside of the ring. For some reason, Willie Mack was also in that match, doing the strut, which like didn't make sense, like storyline wise. But I'll vibe with it. Real quick, AEW controversies that have done. Kevin Kelly fired after going on a tirade saying Ian Riccaboni libeled him, and then saying a bunch of stuff about the Sound of Freedom. We're not going to get into politics. We wish Kevin Kelly the best in his future endeavors.
Yeah, for sure.
You ever just see somebody?
You know how hard it is to
fumble
get
a bag so hard. Yeah, that was crazy.
You know how hard it is to get fired from AEW.
Extreme.
Speaking of somebody currently fumbling a bag, we're not really going to get into it, but Max Caster is
going off
the deep end on Twitter.
I think that's not as severe as people are making out. I would not be surprised if that's mostly working.
It could be, and Keith Lee did quote treat him and say he was going to basically destroy him the next time you see him, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be, but also at the same time, I think the guy's a little.
I mean, Shelton Benjamin, who this whole thing was started around, I believe.
Well, he did say whenever Sting was retiring, he said good riddance.
Yeah, so. Yeah, there's that. Look, I'm not a fan of Max Caster's Twitter behavior. I think it's a stupid way to use Twitter. But I mean, it's well established at this point that that is his brand on there, pretty much. So I don't know why people are still surprised all of a sudden when he does stuff like that. But saying stuff like, I don't know, good riddance to Sting retiring, I think is very clearly, you know, not serious.
Yeah, it's a bit.
But the Shelton stuff, Shelton responded and retweeted with like, oh, we'll see about that. Or
it's
like something.
Not the Shelton stuff, it's the way he was acting towards the fans afterwards, which I don't know if it's in character or not.
Okay, see, I didn't see much of that. I know about the Shelton stuff.
Is not, but like, he sent some comments that, let's just say, I mean, he responded to like 100 people.
You should never respond to 100 people for anything.
Something like something crazy like that. Right. You have to look at that on your own time. But we're gonna go to a quick PSA break. We're gonna get into some WWE talk, I guess, after the break.
Road to WrestleMania.
The road to WWE Geomania. Right. Come on.
The only show worth watching.
Welcome back. What do you like? I don't know if your mic was on for that.
No, I was just going to say, we were talking about the Prime logo in the middle of the ring.
The giant cherry freeze bottle in the middle of the ring.
I like the way AEW did the DraftKings better on the corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Looks a lot better than that.
I'm fine with logos as long as they're, one, if you're going to put it in the middle of the ring, it has to be symmetrical and good looking.
Absolutely.
Like, if they would have just put Prime and then had like maybe the colorful colors around it and been a box instead of the giant bottle that's not symmetrical at all,
right?
Then it wouldn't be a big deal. Or I think if you're gonna do logos, go all out, brother. Give me, don't fill the whole canvas with them, but like get a lot of them in there.
Yeah.
Make it look like a NASCAR. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Now, have we considered the possibility that this is not a real endorsement deal?
Okay.
That this is entirely heel work from Jake Paul to ruin the sanctity of the WWE ring with his stupid logo.
That was hilarious.
Except that they had a whole press release about it.
Okay, never mind. I was hoping for a better reality than the one that we live in.
I would if I didn't know that Prime is like the sponsor for like a bunch of football clubs and Messi and Patrick Mahomes and like that.
A man can dream. I don't know.
Maybe they'll change the logo after a bunch of backlash.
I
do not think that's going
to
happen.
Speaking of, we had a bunch of other news about Vince's lawsuit. Can't really talk much about that, I don't think, but we can talk about there was the chief corporate officer was renamed as Nick Khan. I know Stephanie was in there. I don't remember.
Broom, I think.
Broom or Barry?
Barry Bloom.
Not Barry Bloom. Not the number one agent in wrestling.
Brad Bloom.
Broom.
Who's the COO.
And then somebody else. Triple H not being named.
Has not been named so far. Stephanie, Nick Khan, and Brad were the three
big ones.
Caught most people's attention today. Yeah, we don't have a ton of time, we can't really give this the full weight that it deserves, but it does bear mentioning if what is alleged to have occurred in these did in fact occur, each and every one of the people named therein should not be in those positions.
Absolutely.
Completely agree.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that Janelle Grant gets the full actionable justice that she deserves.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. And with that being said, I think we're going to go to Hall of Fame inductions. Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, and did I say it wrong?
Bull Nakano, yeah.
Okay, you looked up for a second. I was like,
I know
how to pronounce this one. Muhammad Ali also being inducted so far. That's your class. The funny thing was immediately after Nakano's entry, they mentioned that The Rock is a hand in all these Hall of Fame inductions, and I was like, yep.
That makes sense.
Based. Apparently, he's trying to get, I think, his grandma in.
Which
would be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She played a big role in Hawaiian wrestling scene.
Took over after Peter Maivia passed.
Yep. Right.
I also, speaking of The Rock with the new entrance, The Rock with the longest promos ever, awesome, which we can't even talk about the best lines on air because they're not PG.
Very much not.
The Rock wearing a cowboy hat for some reason. There's so many good memes that are coming out of
the arm, the thing he does with his arm, the goosebumps that always.
Yes, the right? I hope they heard me smacking my arm on the you know, remember when we were like, this is Barry over Cody. This is the best thing ever that happened to Cody ever, because
The
Rock isn't even wrestling for the match, he makes everything more interesting by how off the deep end he is.
I'll take your word for it.
You haven't watched.
I don't watch the product.
You know, I don't watch the product, brother. Come on now.
I've been enjoying The Rock being there too. I think he's having a lot of fun with it. And the only thing I think you could fault him for actually is he's overshadowing Roman.
Yeah, that's why it's awesome. Yeah. Little brother, bro. You're little bro. Like everyone was like, Oh Roman. And the whole time I was like, I just don't see it. You know why? Because The Rock came in and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Didn't Rocky acknowledge him, though?
He still seems like little bro. He did acknowledge him, but like,
it was a little suspicious.
It didn't still feel like Roman was the guy. It just felt like he's a little. It's like, I'll let you have a little, like, your turn on the Xbox now, bro.
The night one main event is set. He's wrestling with Roman against Rollins and Cody to main event night one. And the stipulation they added is that if Rollins and Cody pull out the win, I believe the Bloodline is banned from the building the next day, and there will be no interference allowed.
I don't believe that for a second.
But if The Rock and Roman win, then it is no DQ.
It is Bloodline rules.
Without any,
He said it's going to be Bloodline rules. That means we're going to have Solo as the ring announcer. That means we might have Jimmy as a special guest referee. That means if I see fit, I'm going to grab a chair and knock the out of you if I want to, and it's all legal.
It's been a very fun build, I think. It adds a lot of intrigue to that match, for sure.
I kind of hope – well.
I think there's a heavy chance, obviously, that they end up winning night one, and Cody has to fight very, very hard.
The adversity.
See, the thing is, part of me is like, I want to see Bloodline rules. The other part of me is like, do I really want to see it? And then that's the reason he loses again.
That would be so funny. Yeah. That'd be so
funny. See, Cody's going to be like, I have my own boys with me. The House of Torture.
Yes,
when
sir.
No one had my back.
That's how they do it. They make a Bloodline win night one. So you think, oh, obviously Cody's going to finish the story now.
And then he loses again.
Yeah, because the story never ends.
The story ever ends, brother. We're only in the fourth inning. we're going to rattle off. We don't have a lot of time here. Bayley was turned on by Damage Control. She's all by herself. Dakota Kai turned on her. Rey Mysterio's back, and that means Dragon Lee's back on TV. Praise Taz.
These are good.
Taz is also in WWE 2K24 and not blurred out. Awesome. I digress. What else happened? There's going to be a tag team six-man ladder match at Mania. There's currently a gauntlet match on Raw.
Gauntlet match is probably happening right now.
Right now. We have no idea who's going to be the winner. We'll talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Chad Gable versus Gunther again. I don't know if we – I'm sure we mentioned Sean Spears a couple weeks ago. Is there anything else?
We did not, actually, because that did not happen a couple weeks ago.
Really? We did not. No, the chairman.
Yeah, chairman.
The chairman. Back. All that I care about is this leads the door open for Matt Cardona to come back as Matt Cardona. That's all that matters. Isn't that right, Cooper?
That's objectively correct.
Objectively correct. Anything else we have to say before I hit that outro? I'll take that as a no.
No.
Can't follow that up.
Thank you for listening to WWE Joe. We're going on 81.1 FM. This has been it for us this week, but we will be back next week. Sadly, Noah won't be here. But if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow me at @ByLoganHurst. You can follow Noah at @Noah_Phillips64. You can follow Jack at @AverageDarth. Cooper doesn't have a Twitter, but Cooper, would you like to say any last words?
Here's the little death that brings total obliteration.
Yes.
If you want to follow us on your podcast players, we will have this episode up probably tomorrow on any of your podcast players of choice. We will see you next week, 9 p.m. sharp. Goodbye. Mwah! And good night. Bang!